Real conversations. Real solutions. Real people.
That's the reality?
The Reality Check with Jasmine Love.
I'm a good old boys radio network.
Time for the Reality Check. And right now we're going to talk to the author of the book, Reluctantly Related, Secrets to Getting Along with Your Mother-in-Law or Daughter-in-Law. Dr. Deanna Brent is going to join us right now. How are you doing today?
I am fine. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for joining us and, you know, to talk about this subject. And I want to know, like, what exactly was it that made you want to write that book? Was it like personal experiences or just a common problem that you hear about?
No, it started off actually as a personal thing, my relationship with my own daughter-in-law. So
oh, gosh.
We got along great in the beginning, and then we really started struggling, and it went on for many years, let me put it that way.
Okay.
And it just got to the point where it's like I needed to do something about it. So I started researching and interviewing mothers-in-law, daughters-in-law, and even husbands and sons, and I just got to the point of, figuring this out. Did some work with my own daughter-in-law and I. We did some work together, and we were able to make things so much better. So I thought, well, I know there's a lot of women out there who are struggling.
Right.
And I thought this could help them really change their relationship.
So I think it's very interesting. Like, what do you think is typically why is there so much tension, you know, between mother and, it seemed like boyfriend or whatever, they get along fine for the most part.
Exactly.
They get past it. But it seemed like the tension between the mom and the wife or whatever, it seemed like it's kind of hard for them to get together.
Yeah, they're the ones that struggle. And actually, there are five reasons why it's so hard for women to make this relationship work. And the first one is just a very normal, it's an artificial relationship. You know, you're really thrown together because of this one man. So it's not something that you two actually chose. You didn't pick each other. You just kind of fell into the relationship.
Right.
And then you got to look at it from the standpoint. The second reason would be that you're in very different places emotionally and just in life. You're in very different places.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you bring to the party here, you bring your personal history and you bring your own emotional baggage. And we all have it. And so we bring that to the relationship. And then the fourth thing is perception. We all have a tendency, because of our emotional baggage, we have a tendency of misperceiving other people's words or their actions.
Mm-hmm.
And when you misperceive, then what you end up doing is you start reacting in a way that's really kind of off base. And so when you put those five things together, it really can cause a lot of problems between the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law.
Right. Would you say that any of the tension has anything to do with, you know, there being overprotective mothers when it comes to the... I'm sorry, I just got distracted just there, trying to do too much at times. But would you say that it has anything to do with the mother being overprotective of her son and maybe feeling like no woman is ever good enough to be with my son? And does she have a right to feel that way?
You know, I haven't found that so much to be true. I think what it is mothers-in-law don't really know what their role is. They're not sure how they fit into that new family.
Right.
And so they sometimes think that they're going to be the mom to both of them, which doesn't work.
Ooh.
And sometimes they're all over the map because they just have no clue what they're supposed to do. Because, you know, it's not something that's talked about. You know, no one knows in advance what their role is or what they're supposed to do. So, And I will be honest, sometimes mothers-in-law just can't let go of their sons.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that does happen.
Okay. Now, what do you think are some of the keys to winning over a mother-in-law? It's my first time meeting his mom, so I need to be on my P's and Q's. What are some of the things to make sure that we can get on the same page and that she likes me?
Well, first keep in mind it needs to go both ways. She's got to do her part, too. It's not just the daughter-in-law, you know, that needs to get the mother-in-law, win her over. You have to win each other over. And I think the main thing is, you know, you need to think of this as you're developing a friendship. And so really what you would want to do is just try to get to know her as a person, not so much as that's his mom, But who is she? What is she like? What does she do? What kinds of things interest her?
Right.
And just start to get to know her as just another person.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you're really trying to do is create a friendship.
Now, let's put it the other way around, because I've been saying a lot, you know, the mother-in-law is having a problem with the daughter-in-law. But we all know that sometimes it can be the other way around.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
So with a daughter-in-law who is, you know, being disrespectful or just isn't, you know, being the right person that a mother may want to see her son with, how do you think the mother should deal with this? Should she also have an attitude where we just not going to get along, or should she be the one who, you know, sits her down and wants to figure things out?
I think what the mother-in-law needs to do in that kind of a situation, and that's actually very common, is she needs to look at the bigger picture. You know, for her to cop an attitude herself is only going to make things worse. So she's better off looking at it. What is my goal here? My goal is I want to have a relationship with her because I don't want to lose my son or I don't want to lose my grandkids. So it's really going to be important for her to, you know, figure out what she needs to do to make things right and not focus on, is this woman right or is she wrong? Am I right or is she, you know, am I wrong? Don't worry about that. Focus on the bigger picture of how can I make this relationship work?
Okay, definitely. Dr. Brand, thank you. We're going to take a quick break. Coming up next in the next segment, we're going to have the Mario Washington sit in so we can see where the fellas kind of play in this whole situation between a mother-in-law and a daughter-in-law.
Right.
Y'all stay locked. It's Jazz with Love on the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
Real conversations, real solutions, real people.
That's the reality.
The Reality Check with Jasmine Love.
I'm a good old boy's radio network.
Jasmine Love, we're back in the Reality Check with Dr. Brand, the author of Reluctantly Related, Secrets to Getting Along with Your Mother-in-Law and Daughter-in-Law. If you listen to the last segment, we kind of looked at the women in the situation, but we're going to bring in the Mario Washington, my unofficial co-host, to get a man's standpoint on where the man should stand in the typical feud between a mother and daughter-in-law. Now, Dr. Brand, I want your opinion first. Do you feel like it's a man's role to regulate, or should he just stay out of it?
Well, unfortunately, a lot of times men get caught in the middle because
right.
they love both women.
Mm-hmm.
And they really, to some degree, need to stay out of the problems and let the women figure it out. But in certain situations, he's got to be who he is, and he's got to stand up for what he believes as well. So, you know, he's not always going to agree with his wife. He's not always going to agree with his mother, but he needs to know where he stands himself. And for the most part, he needs to let them figure it out.
Have you found that in certain situations that the mother of a daughter that is married to a son, have you found that that mother doesn't get along with her new son-in-law more so than in situations where a mother not getting along with her new daughter-in-law?
Actually, I my experience has been that a man dealing with his mother-in-law, they don't have nearly the issues because their relationship is just so different. They aren't competing for a lot of the same things. They kind of do their own thing. Probably one of the issues I would say that goes on in that relationship is that the mother and her daughter, which is his wife, have a close relationship, and that can sometimes interfere with the marriage to some degree.
Right.
But I think that relationship is much easier than the mother-in-law, daughter-in-law.
Right. Now, see, you've been in the mental health field for about 30 years, but I don't know exactly how long you've been concentrating on the mother-in-law and daughter-in-law situation, but have you seen, like, what are some great big examples or one of your most memorable examples you have of, you know, this situation going very sour where the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law just can't get along and it causes that much feud in the relationship to where it has to break up?
Well, if I look at it, one example I can give with the daughter-in-law, I remember her contacting me. I mean, she was in tears because, I mean, just even thinking about her mother-in-law just made her so upset.
Oh,
because,
wow.
Well, her mother-in-law decided to move closer to them so that she could be closer to the grandkids. And she would just drop in the house whenever she felt like it. You know, she'd even go over there when they weren't home and, you know, put things, you know, in the house. And no matter what this woman said, her mother-in-law just wouldn't do anything about it. She would just keep doing it because she felt like she had the right. She was the, quote, mom, and so that she felt like she could do this. And what was really hard was that the daughter-in-law tried to talk to her husband about it. He didn't see it as an issue because it's like, that's his mom, and she wants to come over. We gave her a key. What's the problem? And it really started to break their marriage down. Mm-hmm. And to the point where they were fighting not just about his mother now, but then they were fighting about, you know, the kids and money and all these other things because she stopped respecting him.
Right.
Because he wouldn't take a stand with his own mom. And he started seeing her as just, you know, some nag. So it really can spill over into the daughter-in-law's marriage to a point where it can really cause a lot of problems.
Is it fair for a man to have the responsibility to make these two women work just to make his marriage work?
Well, as I said, I don't think he, unfortunately, he should not even have to be, I don't think he should have to be in the middle of it to begin with. He really needs to stay out of it as much as possible. He doesn't have control over all of that, but he, you know, he has to be willing to separate out what is the issues with his mother and what are the issues between he and his wife as a couple, because what ends up happening is it really starts to become a marital issue.
Do you find that mothers who are dealing with this is their only son, as opposed to women who have multiple sons, do you find that those types of situations end up causing more problems in a marriage with the son and his wife than it does when there's other siblings involved?
You know, actually, I didn't find that, because what I found interesting, and some of the women that I interviewed, some of the mothers-in-law that I interviewed, they would have two and three different sons, and they might have a good relationship with one of the daughters-in-law, but then there'd be one of them that they just could not get along with.
That's the worst.
And that was just as painful for them as if they had only had one son. So it really, that didn't play into it at all.
But where exactly do you draw the line? Because I found it interesting that you said the man shouldn't even really get involved. But I feel like as the middle man, there has to be some type of regulation where, you know, both parties have to be respected, and we have to figure out a way where everybody could get along. So like you said, with the mother just coming over whenever she wants, where do you draw the line with that? Because it's like, like you said earlier, she hasn't let go of her son.
In that particular case, what I would say to them as a couple, if let's say they came to me or whatever, I would say first, the two of them, the daughter-in-law and her husband, they need to talk about it, and she needs to bring up to him her concerns in his mom doing that. And it wouldn't be just, I mean, she would be upset if her own mother did it, let's say, you know. Mm-hmm. So part of it is separating out. This is about just respecting our home and that kind of stuff, and really kind of taking it away from the fact that it's his mother.
Right.
And, you know, part of it is helping him to see why it bothers her so much. And again, not focusing on the fact that it's his mom, but it would be anybody who did that, because it would feel intrusive, you know. And once she can take it out of the context of his mom, he's going to be able to see that, and then they can stand as a united front, because he's not saying, well, you're doing this about my mother. It's about anybody. And then he's more willing to be in a unified front with his wife. And then they would stand together. And at that point, he could even say something to his mom and say, you know, we don't want this. Or they could do it together where they're both, you know, talking to his mom. And
mom,
you know, let him be a part of that so that mom knows that, you know, they are a united front.
Mm-hmm. What's more important? Is it maintaining that relationship with mom, or I guess, putting mom in her place and understanding that once you become a married unit, that you become one, and she's no longer serving that role as, like, a caretaker of the son.
Well, I think the most important thing is she, the mom has to recognize that she has to emotionally let go of her son. He is now with his wife, mm-hmm. and his wife should be the most important woman in his life. And, you know, it is the responsibility of his mother to let go of him emotionally.
Right. Oh, I hope I never have to get in a situation like that where I just can't get along with someone's mom.
No, just don't get married, and then you have to worry about it.
I guess that works,
solution.
Too. Well, Dr. Brand, tell us a little bit more about your book, Reluctantly Related and the Secrets to Getting Along with Your Mother-in-Law.
This is a book that one of the things that I really like about this book is that it really not only gives you hope, because this is something that was really important to me. Not only did I want to give people hope when they read it, but I wanted them to know that they really can change the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that I think I did different than a lot of self-help books, because I've read many, mm-hmm. and I really wanted to give solutions, really good step-by-step practical things that women can do to change the relationship. And so that's what I did. And so once you have the book, you're going to be able to know exactly what you need to do to change the relationship. And I think that's the most important thing. And to know that you're not alone, that there are many women who are dealing with the same thing.
Right.
And both sides have their part in it. You mm-hmm. know, it's not just one side or the other.
Right. Now, exactly where can people get the book? Is it online, on Amazon, or?
It is on Amazon. Mm-hmm. You can get it there. You can also go to my website, drdeannabrand.com. It's also at reluctantlyrelated.com, so you can get it any of those places.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Brand, for calling in. Y'all stay right.